Good morning. It's a Tuesday morning. We're with our political observer, Alan Chartok. Alan, sad news to learn about Lute Velmans and someone who you talked to many years ago now, but a reminder is good.
Lute Velmans is one of the most brilliant men I have ever known. He was in his 90s. He had been the head of the powerful PR firm Hill & Knowlton. He had been imprisoned by the Japanese and had to endure the famous Long March. He saw colleagues beaten and killed. He told incredible stories in his book, Return to the Bridge on the River Kwai. You know, he always had a smile. He was always a great, great guy. He helped everybody in the Berkshires with his wonderful wife, Edith, who a great author in her own. And this is a big loss for our community. You know, I wrote a column this week on his time with us, and I said, you know, it's a trite thing to say he died too early. So here's a guy in his 90s, and trust me, he died too early.
And our thoughts are with the entire Velmans family this morning. Now to some more headlines coming out of President-elect Trump's building administration, and Rudy Giuliani and Jeff Sessions emerging as some of the top positions, not to mention a deep dive by the Times into Mr. Bannon and Breitbart.
Well, first of all, there's a tremendous pushback on Bannon. He ran the campaign. There's obviously some loyalty there. And nevertheless, when you take a look at his history, it's scary. You know, he's on lists that people say amount to anti-Semitism and the rest of it. Now, there's been some pushback on that, too. But many people find the presence of Bannon in the White House scary. There are those who believe that the fact that he's not chief of staff, but an advisor who can sit in a room and advise, is good news. We're reading in the New York Post that a senior person says that Rudy Giuliani will not be attorney general, but will be secretary of state. Now, if that happens, then the attorney general's office, which is crucial, is going to be up for grabs. And there, it could be a Jeff Sessions. It could be anyone tough on crime and imprisonment. You know, Obama was talking for a long time about making things better in the prisons. Too many people of color. This was what his life's work was going to be after he's out from being president. Well, with the coming of the Trump administration, I doubt that you're going to see much in the way of prison reform.
New York Magazine, Alan, has a headline today. One of the other worries about Trump when it comes to folks concerned about gun control, that his gun agenda, quote, could bring armed tourists to the streets of New York City.
Well, we know where he is. It's part of his constituency. He knows it. And I wouldn't be surprised to see anything happen when it comes to making more guns plentiful and more available.
Bernie Sanders was speaking with NPR's Robert Siegel yesterday, Alan, and he said he thinks it's time for a fundamental reassessment by the Democratic Party. He says, quote, I think what the reassessment has got to entail is to understand that we cannot have a party that will win if we continue to become dependent on big money interests and campaign fundraisers. I've heard many who supported Bernie Sanders suggest that if he had actually won the primary, he would have won this election.
Coulda, woulda, shoulda, we'll never know. And that's what he says. And I was charmed by the fact that he said basically the same thing. Look, I got a letter yesterday that said, wouldn't it be great if Bernie Sanders could start a third party? Well, if Bernie Sanders starts a third party and the Democrats are split asunder, he'll never win another election for years. And he knows that. I think Bernie Sanders has been nothing but wonderful. He knew that he had to support Hillary Clinton. Even when the news came out via WikiLeaks that the Democratic National Committee had been helping Hillary in all kinds of ways, he never lost his presence. He made it clear that a Trump win would be a disaster. He worked very, very hard for Hillary. But Bernie Sanders had something in common with Trump. Both of them were campaigning for the lost, lower down the social scale person who felt that they were screwed in America. You know, they feel they've been left behind, and there's a conservative element. And when I think about the way in which these elections go, it's very unusual for a party to be in the White House for 8 years and then to win again. And I've been getting letters saying, you never said that Trump was going to win. You said he could win. Ladies and gentlemen, spend your time working on that one. And try to pay attention to the things that really matter, like what's going on in the streets, what's going on internationally, what's going on with NATO. It really is something that there are those people who are just looking for anybody to blame in this whole thing. And I always say, fight with your enemies. Don't fight with your friends.